Summing up a historic week that's just gone past with the busiest man in Welsh football. He's even given us time, though, to look ahead to next week. We'll do that in a minute. But, Jonah, well, Wales C against England C. How was it for you?
It's been a hectic week of football. It was a football manager's job is a hectic one, isn't it? And it's been a pleasure, though, to be in charge of Wales against England at C International. And look, we didn't get over the line. We didn't get the result we wanted, which I thought we just about deserved against a good England team. But the performance the lads went in and the plaudits they've received since their close, like 3-2 defeat from England, I think just backs up the effort the boys put in. They were absolutely tremendous, and I genuinely think that the boys did the Welsh Premier League proud.
Yeah, I suppose you can be disappointed by the result, but let's be honest with you. This game was all about experience. Experience for the players that joined your team. Experience of Welsh footballers playing at this level again.
Yeah, the experience for boys who'd never tasted international football. I mean, there was two players in the squad, or three, who played 10 years ago, which shows we had a bit of experience in the squad. Ashley Morris, Kai Edwards and Chrissy Venables played, but as for the rest of them, they'd never tasted such experience. And pulling the red shirt you should have seen. You could just tell, Mark, by the way they approached everything and the way they they represented the shirt. They loved every minute of it, mate.
Well, Bangor's Danny Gossett described it as an amazing experience in Welsh. That's the podcast to follow this on this channel, so stay tuned for that. And Owen Tudor-Jones' analysis in Welsh as well. But first, let's get the thoughts of Conall Rawlinson, who is also part of that squad.
No, it was good. The whole 3 days have been good. The camp's been good. Great group of lads, it's been a pleasure to play with them. The game itself, I thought we'd very good account for ourselves. Just shows the talent on show in the Welsh Premier League. I'm very happy with the way it went down. Obviously, I would like to draw or a win, but I think we made a good account of ourselves in the end.
Was it everything you expected it to be, from wearing that shirt to singing the anthem to wearing the armband as well? I mean,
yeah, of course. Every bit of it for me has been amazing. To pull on the Welsh jersey at any level is a massive achievement for any player. And then Mark pulled me in this morning and just said, he's going to give me the armband. And, it's a little bit of a dream come true to captain your country at any level. It's going to, stay with me till I finish, till the end.
And obviously at club level, you guys set the standard, really.
Yeah.
You've come in here now, you've obviously been joined by guys from Bangor, Connors Key, a bit of rivalry and club business. How have you found integrating with that group as a team?
It's been easy. At the end of the day, you have your club rivalries, but when it comes down to playing for your country, you put them aside straight away, yeah. There's, like I said, there's not one bad lad in the squad. Everyone's been mixing in, everyone's been sitting with different lads, and like I said, me and Adam might be at TNS, but there's lads here, that can play at TNS and hire themselves, and I think we've shown that tonight, that there's lads in this Welsh team that can go and play league football, conference football.
And do you think the biggest thing that we've shown tonight is that in 2 or 3 days we've prepared a team that can compete against a side like that?
Yeah, totally. I think we wanted to meet up one more time a couple of weeks back, but it snowed, so we were going to meet a new town to have a little bit of a bond on that, but the lads know each other, very well through playing, for the Welsh Premier League for so many years. So, and like you said, they're all good lads. So, when you meet up and you have good banter with the lads, it kind of gels straight away. And I think Mark and obviously Owen were a big part of gelling the lads together.
And how pleased were you to be captain? I mean, it must have been incredible for you. When you were told earlier, were you?
Yeah, told earlier this morning after training. Like I said, it was just a massive, massive honour. I thank Mark, and Mark just said, you deserve it. It's your time in your career. So I shook his hand and I said, I'll hopefully put a good performance in. I won't let you down.
And just finally, you've sent out a real message tonight that games like this need to have more often.
Yeah, totally. Obviously, it comes down to funding. I think the league needs this to show on a bigger level, a showcase level against different countries, not just England. I think tonight we've shown that we can compete.
You're only with them a short time, Jonah, but it seems that they've got the bug and they want more games like this, and there is a future for Wales C.
Oh, definitely, Mark. I mean, that was the word from all the players in the changing room at the end. I mean, had we got the draw or a victory, it would have been a tremendous achievement. But as a group of, there were seven or eight maybe nine under 24s in the group, and they have plenty of time to prove themselves again, should it happen again. I think it will happen again. I think England are very keen for it to happen again. I know there's even been interest from other countries because of the performance I think we gave on the night, and it can only help, it can only enhance the strength of our league, Mac, and show people. Look, a lot of people, me and you, we've argued with a lot of people over the last couple of seasons, and I've been arguing it for many a year. The level of our league is as good as a lot of other leagues who were held in high esteem, and I think we proved a massive point on Tuesday evening, and that there's players in this league now have something to strive for every year to try and play in an international as such and prove our league even more.
Well, you may not go win, Jonah, but surely you've got a better record than Zinedine Zidane in football management at the moment. Has Real Madrid called?
I think they got the wrong number, mate, honestly. I've been waiting a couple of hours now and it still hasn't rung.
I got a feeling they're actually ringing Gavin Chesterfield because, of course, he got manager of the month for the league. Full praise for him, eh?
Oh, tremendous. Tremendous. Well done. Well done. They've been on a good run, Barry, and he deserves it. Like I said, we said a lot of times in the podcast over the last couple of seasons. So he's rebuilt Barry Town, and it's great to see him get the plaudits. They're a club on the up, as I've said, and it looks like they're edging their way towards a European playoff spot, which 5 seasons ago would have been laughable when they were re-elected into the Welsh League Third Division. So, yeah, well done, Gav, and his coaching staff there, and his players, by the way. And while we're on the Barry Town subject, thank you very much to, I know a great lot of the crowd who was there, 1,200 crowd, I think, on Tuesday evening represent us. There had to be 300 or 400, 500 maybe Barry fans, so thanks very much to them for supporting us.
Well, you say Barry are on for that European spot, but let's not forget that Barry face Aberystwyth this weekend, and they're no mugs at all.
They're not, but I think definitely they might need a point or two, maybe, to expect the definite safety net. They've done well. They're safe now. They're 11 points clear of the bottom two with five games to go. Nev's built a decent squad there now. There's a couple of players showing great form. They're through to the Welsh Cup semi-final where they'll play Newtown. And Nev's players will be playing for places now. That's only a couple of weeks away. So, listen, when you've just about escaped relegation and you've got a chance to play in a Welsh Cup semi-final, you're going to be trying your hardest to be selected for that Welsh Cup semi-final. So you are right, they could be a team on form. And Saturday afternoon, I think it'd be a great game, Aber against Barry. And I just done a little bit on our results now, Mac, before you just were just doing a pod, and I think it could be a few draws this weekend, and Aber against Barry, I think, could be a draw this weekend.
So Newtown have got Llandud now. They will still feel they're in with a chance. So looking at Newtown at home against Llandud now, or Barry away at Aberystwyth, who do you think's got the toughest game there?
I think Newtown as well. They've obviously secured a semi-final spot, so they're on a buzz at the moment. They defeated Llandud now in the semi-final, in the quarter-final, and Ewan has a tough job on his hands now to see this season through. I don't think they will be able to catch Barry in seventh spot. But if they are going to catch Barry in seventh spot, they'd almost have to win every game. So they have to start simply this Saturday by defeating Newtown. But I think Chris Hughes's team may be one of the only teams with an outside chance of catching Barry. So they'll want 3 points on Saturday. But yet again, for Chris Hughes, I'm almost, well, no, not really, because, almost replicating what I'm saying about Nev Powell's ABBA. They're both looking forward to Welsh Cup semi-final places. So players should be now proving themselves to get in the 11 selected for the Welsh Cup semi-final.
And staying in the bottom six, Prestatyn host Carmarthen Town. And let's be clear here, Jonah, a draw suits neither of these two sides, does it?
A draw suits neither, Mac, but I still think that, I don't know what it is, where it's going to happen or why it's going to happen. I hope, the pyramid system proves its worth and clubs from either side come in, because I think it's important from either end of the country come in, right? But I have some sort of feeling this year that 11th place could be survival. So this, for me, makes this game the most important game of all of them in the bottom half this weekend. I still think there's a fight on for survival. Camara made a couple of major signings after Christmas, and Mark Jones was one of them, and he scored a brilliant goal in weekend. When he came on as a substitute, he was almost unplayable against England, and if he could create that same sort of form against Prestatyn, he'd be a thorn in Prestatyn inside. But Gaz Wilson and all the youngsters at Prestatyn, they're still battling for for survival for the 11th spot. And again, this would be I don't think it'll be a dogfight, because they're too great. They're two good, decent footballing teams. But honestly, if we weren't doing the game on Sunday, I think I would have chose this one. It's the bottom of the table clash, but there's so much at stake, mate.
Well, I can't let that point go earlier on. You seem to be implying you know something here. One side won't come up from either the Hughes Grey or the Welsh League, or one side won't go down. What do you know?
No, I don't know nothing. I definitely don't know nothing, right? But it's happened in the past about six times out of the last 10 times teams were relegated. The 11th spot became a chance to stay in. Like I said, for the progress of the league, I think it's always better for two to go down, because that's what's designated at the start of the season, and two to come up. But I still believe there's a bit of hope in both camps, and that's why they're fighting for the 11th spot. It could be important. The reason why, I don't know, it just might be a hunch. But another thing, Mark, anyway, you don't want to finish bottom of the league. If you're being relegated, Neil Smothers or Gaz Wilson, they don't want to finish 12th. If they are about to go down, they want to finish 11th, not 12th. They're both proud football men. They've been in the league, both of them been in the league, I think, for about 20 years. So that's why it still makes it a big game as well on Saturday afternoon.
So let's switch to the top six. Friday night football is Bala hosting Connors Quay Nomads. And Jonah, really, these two need to take points off each other, don't they, if they're to win that second space?
Yeah, I think it's a massive game. Absolutely. It's a gigantic game. Connors Quay on the back of a Welsh Cup victory against TNS a couple of weeks ago, which gives them a chance in the Welsh Cup when they play Bangor. That's, again, I keep mentioning the Welsh Cup, but it does have a big significance because it gives you two chances to get into Europe. So will they play with a little bit more freedom than Bala will, because they have two chances of Europe? Bala have proved everybody wrong again this season. They started quite slowly and people were asking questions again. But Caton's men seem to have found their form now. Again, I mentioned a couple of players who played in midweek for Wales, as they deserve the recognition. Ash Morris and Chris Venables for Bala were absolutely tremendous. And obviously they'll play against Kai Edwards, which was close on, you know, one of the man of the matches, and Mike Pearson. So, you know, there's plenty of quality in both sides. That both sides want second spot. Let's make no bones about it. For their aim at the start of the season, these two clubs, is always European football. Connors Quay have two chances. Bala have one chance. But the fight for second place is right on, and these two clubs are contesting it. And Saturday's or Friday evening's result could make a big difference on second spot. That's how big this game is.
Well, as we know, Connors Quay Nomads will have a couple of suspensions going into this game because they finished that Kevin Druids game on 9 men. Will that play to Bala, Jonah? Because I think Andy Morrison is relishing the fact of playing perhaps with less people to choose from, because he said, bring it on. He's not fazed by anything now after that Kevin Druids game.
I don't think so, Matt, because he's got a decent squad there. You obviously miss people when they're sent off, but I think in the last game, the two internationals that I just mentioned, Kai Edwards and Mike Pearson, didn't play, in fact. So they got them type of replacements to come in and take the places of the people who had the red card. So, you know, he's got a strong squad, Morrison, at Connors Quay, as has Colin at Bala. And that's been one of the main differences, I think, in the progress of the Welsh Premier League. squads were, you know, might have been 14, 15 players capable of being in the first team 10, you know, 11 years ago. They've now got squads of 17 or 18, where maybe 20, where they've got cover for every spot. And that's just through the improvement in the standards in the league. And yeah, they'll have a good replacement, Connors Key. I don't think it'll alter the game much, but it's a massive game, mate. Massive game.
And we must say congratulations to Cardiff Met, student champions of Britain again. And they also play Bangor this weekend. How's that going to go, Jonah?
Oh, I'm really glad we're mentioning the Met, because I think on the last podcast, we didn't mention Met. And Ian at Cardiff Met, who we interviewed once this season and hasn't got on, has blamed me ever since. Hasn't blamed you. So, Ian, if you're listening, we're back talking about the Met again. We love the Met, and they're a local team to me. I love them to do well. So keep the sandwiches coming when we're coming next with time, mate. Bangor City are still in a race for second place, so they'll be travelling down. They won't be travelling down for nothing else other than a win. Cardiff Met. And Christian, I think, can start concentrating on a European playoff place. They drew their last game at home 1-1 against TNS, and they only, you know, succumbed to a Kevin Cowper goal in the last minute to get TNS a point. So are they getting back to form at the right time of the season, the Met? Very intriguing. Could be another one of those draws I mentioned for the weekend, Mark.
And last but not least, we never consider this an afterthought. It could be the weekend we see another cup lifted. Yes, TNS could take the title this weekend. How's this game going to go against Kevin Druitt?
It's a big game for them. I don't think once you're set in your ways of winning, and even though they've won the title six times in a row, don't forget it'll be Roscoe and Evans' first title if they win it. So they will be right up for this on Sunday. Huey Griffiths and Kevin Druids, again, of going back to the start of the season, have surprised everybody and have worked wonders to get in the top six. But I think they'll have to work wonders to get anything from this game on Sunday afternoon. Will TNS take the foot off the gas, settle for a point for the title? No, I just don't think they settle for things like that at TNS. They'll want to win the title by as much as they can. But I think it'll be a good game for the television. We'll see some great players from both clubs. Of course, Alec Mudimo, we got to congratulate him on getting international recognition as well. And the players who played the other night, Naeem Hassan come on late for Wales, and Aaron Edwards and Conor Rawlinson, who captained the C team. You know, they'll look forward to getting back to their clubs and proving how good they are after their great performances in midweek.
I'm sure you'll enjoy it, Jonah, from the comfort of the commentary box.
Hey, yeah, Mark, glad to get back in the commentary box, and good luck to everybody on the weekend. And I, once again, over the podcast, Mark, if I could thank all the players who represented us in the week, they really did do us proud.
And now, as TNS close in on the title, this time 25 years ago, Cwmbran Town and Inter Cardiff were battling it out in the inaugural season. So I thought we'd turn to some music that would have been the soundtrack of that battle. Shaggy, O Carolina, number one this week in 1993. See you for the next podcast.
Carolina, wine your body, girl. Make them know they have it for my damn.